Yeah, I hope you follow this very closely. Because actually, everything I'm saying makes sense if strung together and looked at in a rational way. But if you try to alter it, if you try to alter it around, then you'll be able to remember it perfectly. But if you merely accept exactly what I am saying in each and every second that I am talking, and so forth, you know this already, so it won't exist. Now, this is a very bad thing, I realize. So the best thing for me to do would be to color, if I really wanted this material to be remembered, would be to color the material so that it appeared to be something else than what it was. That would be the easiest way to get it remembered, get it complied with, to color the material. And I could do that, for instance, by talking about your egg libido and your reconscious. I could quote authorities who didn't exist. That's always best, you know. That's really a curve, you see. Nobody can ever see those, so they can't ever disappear. And I could quote these authorities which didn't exist, but which you couldn't disprove didn't exist, and we could go on about the counter-reflex of the cerebral palsy, and the og libido, the bog libido, the sog libido, and the mog libido, and that we would categorize these things as explanatory to the behavior of fishy preservation on the part of young alligators. And this, of course, would then be utterly comprehensible because it could be so well remembered. It could be remembered perfectly in every detail, particularly if it were altered from what I was really talking about. I was trying to talk to you about turboelectric systems with that amount of data in it. We could go that far afield and you'd find that your brain would start hanging up on these non-sequitur facts. Did you ever notice that? Well, as a person becomes unable to recognize the isness of the things, he can't get jokes anymore. Every datum that comes in must have a significance. You see, it never occurs to him it doesn't have a significance. There must be a deeper significance for something to remain. So this accounts for the facsimile bank of an individual, particularly when that facsimile bank of the individual is badly jammed and so on. Now we get somebody who has a badly jammed bank and we tell him, you have a right foot. All pre-clears have a right foot. In order to clear a pre-clear, all you have to do is reach over and touch their right foot, then have them touch their right foot, then you touch their right foot, then they touch their right foot, and they would be clear. And this might be true, you see. And you put it out in this wise, and you explained it very carefully, and you went over it many, many times, and he would get into an auditing session, and he would say, now let's see, what is the significance of touching the right foot? Well, obviously, the significance of touching the right foot means, of course, that the preclear must always be right. So, therefore, what we should run on the preclear is the number of times that he has been wrong. Now, the best way to run this would be to remain out of contact with it, so the auditing command that he said obviously was bury and occlude and never have anything to do with all the times you've been wrong. And that would be the auditing command which would evolve out of this. Well, he would certainly get a preservation of data, wouldn't he? Boy, he'd really get a preservation of n-gram bank on the preclear, wouldn't he?